Gemara Gittin, Daf Ayin He. Today's Daf is being studied the Adun Shmat, Mur Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarah. Gemara Zekanati, Yafa Bat Sarah. Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied the Fuash Shilema, Moshe Ben Sarah, Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel. Enna Refer Elahem, Ufuat Nefesh, Ufuat Guf, Ufuatam Kerubah Labo. V'chein Yerasov Ulamar Amen. We begin today's Daf. And I in Dalil Amud Bet, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, starting with the word Tanan. Tanan, that time we learned in the Mishnah Barishona. Originally, Hayan Nitman Yom Shenim Asar Chodesh Kedesh Yehe Halut Lo. Let us give an introduction to the law that we are discussing. The Halakha says that any city in Eretz Yisrael that was walled from the times of Yoshua ben Nun, so that is considered the law of Batei Arei Choma. The law says the following: if somebody sells a house in that city, he has 1 year to redeem it. Meaning, if within 1 year he wants to buy it back, so all sales are not final. He has 1 year to redeem it. However, once the 1 year passes, so then already it's called Halut. Halut meaning it's binding. The sale is final. So what was happening? The buyers did not want the seller to renege. So what did they do? On the last day of the year, they would hide. So now the seller can't find them and therefore cannot express his willingness to buy it back. And thereby the house would be totally sold. So that was what was going on. That's what the Gemara means. Barishona, yan nitman. The buyer would hide himself yom shenim asar chodesh on the day of the 12th month, on the day of the year. Kedesh yeh halut lo. So it'll be binding. The Gemara says, Hillel stepped in hitkin, Hillel azaken, shiyeh cholesh et ma'otav lelishka. Hillel made a takana. That the seller is able to take his money because he wants to buy his house back. But the guy's not around. So Hillel said, we're going to put a certain treasury, a certain chest over there that we're going to designate from the beginning. And all you got to do is take the money and throw it into that chest. And that's as if you gave it to him, even though you gave it to him against his will. Doesn't matter. Put it in the chest. And then go back to his house, break the door. And when the guy wants to go get the money, he can go get it. He knows where it is. It's in the chest. Which means Hillel made an interesting takana. His takana was that you're going to try to hide. Not going to help you to hide. Because we're going to let the guy that wants to buy his house back just take the money. He's got to pay for it. He wants to buy it back. Let him take the money, throw it in the otzar over there, in the treasury. Let him break the door down to his house. Now the guy will go when he wants to pick up the money in that treasure. So what do you see from over here? You see from over here that a person can pay even against the person's will. Also, Gemara says, V'amar Rava mitakanato shel Hillel, from this takana of Hillel, nishma, we can learn the following law. Hare zegitech al menat shetetini li matayim zuz. We learned in the Mishnah. A fellow tells his wife, this is your get, this is your divorce, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. He can make any stipulation he wants. That's the stipulation he made. I'm going to give you a get, but it's conditional. You got to give me 200 zuz. So from here, we're going to learn, v'natna lo midato migureshet. The only way that the get is going to be a get is if she gives it to him willingly. I mean, he has to be given the money to his will. However, al korho en a migureshet. But if she gives it to him against his will, not migureshet. How do you see that from the Hillel story? It's tarich le tikune nitina ba'al korhe da'avya le nitina. From the fact that Hillel had to make a special takana that in the case of the house, then we're going to say giving it against the will is considered binding. Mashma michlal. Implying that everywhere else, giving against the will is not considered giving. Elela to make a special takanat to protect the guy that wants to buy his house back. So you said you can even give it against the will. Mashma, what everywhere else? When you got to give the money, you got to give it willingly. Also, we can learn a law from Gittin. But that what it said in the Mishnah. When the guy comes along and says, I'm giving you a divorce, but you got to give me 200, she's got to give it to him willingly. She can't go along and throw the money against his will. It's not going to work that way. Which is the only way it's going to be a get. It has to be middato. That's what we learn from the takana of Hillel. Also comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rav Papa v'itima Rav Shimi bar Asher. V'dilma ki itztarich le'litikune shelo b'fanav. Maybe Hillel only had to make the takana shelo b'fanav, like in the case of the house. The guy's hiding. And therefore, I don't know where the guy is. So therefore, I'll say, you know, in that case over there, he could throw it even against his will. Aval b'fanav. However, maybe when you're in front of the person, like in the case of Gittin, where the lady's in front of the husband, ben midato, ben ba'al korcho, have ya netina. Maybe I'll tell you that no matter how the money gets to the guy, to the husband, because it's in front of him, which means you have no ra'ayah from the case of the Hillel's takana. Hillel made a takana, the guy's hiding out. He's not around. So he made a special deed that way you could throw the money in the box against the guy's will, no, that, no problem. But maybe in the case where the guy is bifanav, when the guy's there, the lady's throwing the money, maybe in that case over there, even against his will work. Because you have no ra'ayat. Hillel only made his takana that Baal Korcha will work, shalom bifanav. But maybe bifanav, ben nidato, ben shalom nidato, and therefore, you can even give the 200 against his will. That's she. Top line. That she just says, Shelo b'fanav ki hacha she eno b'nishka. Good. V'ika de'amre. Some have this dialogue in a little different version. Amarava metakanato shel Hillel. From the takana of Hillel. Hare ze gitech al menat sheteteni li 200 zuz. Venatna lo ben midato ben ba'al korcho habya netina. Which means, I'll tell you from Hillel, I see that when it comes to the case of the get, she can give him the money, whether willingly or not. Hillel had the hadush was that you can even do it not in front. But if you're doing it in front of the guy, which is bottom line, you're paying the money. What do I care how the money's getting to him? Whether it's going to ben midato, have ya netina. To that version, the Gemara asks, Matkif la Rav Papa v'tima Rav Shimi bar Asher v'dilma afilu b'fanav namem midato in al korcho lo. Right. Maybe I'll say, you know what, even when you're giving it in front of the person, it's got to be only willingly. Which means, whether you're giving it not in front, like Hillel's case, or even in a case where you're giving it directly to the person, giving a payment has to be given only willingly. Oh, v'Hillel ma'idei tzarich letiken. Hillel was talking about a case where the guy's not around. Because that was the situation that was taking place in the case of the houses. What was happening? The guy was hiding out. There was nowhere to be found. Hillel saw a problem arising, so Hillel had to fix it. So he had to make a takanah. So you know what? You could throw the money in that box against his will. The house belongs to you, no problem. Now, if he saw a problem that was arising, that the guy was there, but he wasn't accepting the money, he also would have made a takana and said, you know what, you can give him also against his will. Hillel only made the takana where he deemed it, saw it necessary. He saw it necessary to make a takana, shelo b'fanav. But I could argue that maybe, what, that when it's b'fanav as well, ben b'dato, ben ba'al korcho, will not be a netina. Look at Rashi. We'll read this in Rashi now. Very important Rashi. Second line. Ma'ide it's tarich letiken. Ra'a Hillel saw shayan nitman. He saw these guys were hiding out on the end of the year. Vitkin de ba'al korcho. He established, he could throw the money against his will. B'shelo b'fanav tehe netina. Even though he's not around, it's considered you gave it to him and finished. Now, and even if he was in front of us, I'm not accepting the money. He doesn't want to accept it. He wants to keep the house. He also would have made a takana. That was the case. Netina. Aval mashilu tzrach, lo tzrach. Listen, but it wasn't necessary to make that takana. Avega beget, di surau, lo kaima takanta de hilel. But by get, hilel's takana doesn't apply. And if I could say that by the get, he came along and said, I'm only giving you the get if you give me 200. I could argue and say, it has to be middato. But if it's shilo middato, the condition is not fulfilled. What's going to be a case shilo middato? Maybe the guy changes his mind. Right? Now the lady says, okay, I want this divorce. She takes the 200. I don't want it. He says, I'm not taking it. No, you take it. And she throws it at him. No good. According to the second version, Baal Korho is no good. Hillel happened to make a takana that Baal Korho works in the case of Shiloh Befanav. Because that was the situation that he was dealing with. Listen, if it would have been Befanav, he would have made a takana as well. But generally speaking, even Befanav, without the takana of Hillel, Baal Korho doesn't work. And therefore, when you want to make a payment to somebody, he's got to accept it willingly for it to be binding. But if it's not willingly, therefore it's not considered an acceptance. Therefore, in the get is not a get because the condition was not filled. The condition was, if I get the 200, what does it mean I get the 200? If I get it willingly? But not if you throw it against my will. So if we have a conclusion according to the second version, that which we say, you have to give a nitina has to be midat. Ben befanav, ben shelo befanav. It's just that Hillel made a takana by Batei Arechoma in order to protect the guy that sold the house. But otherwise, whenever you make a payment, it has to be midat of the person that you give. You can't force the money on the guy. That's the conclusion according to this version. Comes the Gemara and says a new point. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. You have a rule. Kol makom sheshana Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnatenu halakha kemoto. Rule, put this in the rule books. Anytime you have Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah saying Deen, halakha kerabban Shimon ben Gamliel, we follow him as the halakha, except for three cases. Chutz me'arev, v'sidon, v'ra'aya acharona. The arev is a case that's in Baba Batra that talks about a person that guaranteed a loan, and the person that borrowed the money has money to pay, but the lender decided to go to the Arev, to the guarantor instead. So the Rabban Shimon Gamliel has a whole shita over there. We don't follow his shita, whatever it is, it's not important for this sugya. The second halakha is Ra'aya Acharona. The Gemara says it is the third, but I'm telling you that's the second. That's talking about cases over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about the court that comes along and says, if you have testimony, we're willing to hear your testimony within 30 days. After 30 days, we're not going to accept your testimony. And the guy happens to show up after 30 days. So it's all question, do you accept the testimony or not? Or a person initially says, I don't have any proof, and then he changes his mind and says, I do have proof, do you accept it or not? So that's the whole subject. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel also has an opinion over there. We don't take his opinion. But for our Gemara, you need to know the case of Sidon. What's the case of Sidon? The Mishnah said there was a man in the city of Sidon. What happened in Sidon? The following. The story was like this. He came along and told his wife, I'm giving you a get, but you have to give me my itztalit. Itztalit is like my coat. Okay, it's a fair condition. Only problem was the coat got lost. So now the lady cannot make good on this condition. She wants a divorce. So what did she do? She gave the value. The coat was worth $100, so she gave the husband $100. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel says the condition is met, the get is a get. Because when he says, I'm giving you give me the coat, he doesn't mean to limit it to the coat. He's doing it to his benefit. He's just saying a coat or anything of similar value. And therefore, even though she gave money and stipulated explicitly, the get is a get. Hachamim argued. normally we would follow Rashbag, but Sidon is the exception. And therefore, Ma'aseh b'Sidon. Therefore, Kot Halacha, if he stipulated, you got to give me the coat, and the coat got destroyed, finished, and the divorce is not a divorce, because she can never make good on that condition. So therefore, that's the case that the Gemara was referring to over here. Good. Now the Gemara. New point, Tarot of Banan, we have a Braita. Hare ze gitech v'haniyar shili ena migureshet. Okay, funny guy. Comes along. How do you give a get? A get is an ashtar. The word get means ashtar, a document. And the law says, v'chatav la sefer kiritu v'natan b'yada. You write the document and you place it in her hand. That means she has to have the document. The words are on the document. If you don't give you the document, then it's otiyot porchot da'avir. Then the words are flying in the sky. You can't give her words. You got to give her the sefer. Oh, so what did this guy do? This guy's a funny guy. He said, I'm giving you the get, but the paper belongs to me. So the Gemara says, in a mikureshet. Because you didn't give her anything. You gave her words that are flying in there. Al menat shetahzini li etaniyar mikureshet. Oh. But if he makes a stipulation, I'm going to give you the get. He gives her the get, but on condition that you give me it back. So in this case, the Gemara says, Migureshet. Now we're trying to understand what's the difference. Bottom line, she's not getting the paper. At the end of the day, she has to give it back. So the Gemara asks, Mai shena resha, umai shena sefa. What's the difference between the first case, which we understand why in a Migureshet, because she's not getting the paper. But the sefa also, she's not getting it. And the sefer, she also has to give it back. Now, I can answer you very simple. The Gemara is not going to give you the answer till the Amud Bet. The Gemara is going to take us through a whole story. But the simple answer I can tell you, there's a famous opinion that we learned on today's daf, the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi says that any time a person uses the word al-minat means ma'ashav. It's a rule, you should know that. You see that throughout Shas. And therefore, this guy technically, he said, in the second case, Al-Menat she-ta'zidi li etaniyar, which means, Al-Menat means that the get is going to be a get immediately. Once you get it, the get is a get. So therefore, she has the paper. The get is a get from now. And then she gives it back. We have a law that says, Matana al menat le azir, shim matana. So therefore, it's not a problem. If you go with the al menat rule, that the get is immediate, that it's not a problem. But at this point, we're not going with that shita. We're assuming that the get is a get only after the condition is fulfilled. Now, what's the condition? The condition is, I'm giving you the get on the condition that what? You give it to me back. Well, you give it to me back, there's nothing then. If you don't work with the ma'ashav, so it cannot be a get. So the Gemara says, what's the explanation of it? So the Gemara says the following. Amar Rav Hazda, Ha-mani, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The author of this braita is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The Amar, Titen lo et dameha. Oh, we just learned that case. That's the Sidon case. The Sidon case was the Timno Dameha. That if the shirt got lost, if the coat got lost, he says, let him pay it with the money. Hacha Nameh, here also, Ifshar de Mifaisa le Bidmeh. Well, so similarly over here, he stipulated what? And I want to get back. Well, Rashbag is flexible. Rashbag says, even though, like in the case of the Mishnah, he stipulated, you got to give me the coat. She didn't give the coat, she gave the money. Yeah, Rashbag is flexible when it comes to this. So similarly, I'll say what? In this case, you got to give me the get back. You know what she'll do? She'll end up keeping the get, and she'll pay him. How much did the paper the get cost? 22 cents? She'll give him the 22, the dollar. And therefore, it works. That's why it's the good issue. Because our whole question was, what do you mean? Once she gives the paper back, and then the get is going to be hard, there's nothing to be hard. The get is not there. No. According to Rashbag, you don't have to be so technical. Just like the guy said in the Mishnah, give me the coat. Right? You don't give the coat. The coat's gone. Give the money. So the same thing over here. We'll be flexible and say what? You got to give me the gift back. She'll really keep the gift. Yeah, I want the gift back. Okay, take a couple of dollars for the gift. Oh, now she's holding the gift. Oh, what's the condition of the gift? She's got the gift. Nigurish, we have a clarity. Give us a no, sir. You cannot compare this case to the case of the coat. A big difference. What's the difference? Matkif la abayeh. Imur be'amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, hechad elite be'aneh. Hechad elite be'aneh. Mi amar. When does Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel give this flexibility that you don't have the coat, I'll take money? That's because the coat is not here. The coat is gone, so yeah, what's he going to take? Better the money than nothing. So that case over there, you understand that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, why he says it's okay. But in this case over there, where the get is still here, he does not make a deal. He wants to get back. He wants to pay them back for whatever reason. When she's there, you can't give the logic. Hey, look, pay off. We'll pay off. As long as the item is still there, as Mike never said, this leniency with the payoff. Also, we're back to the question. If that's not the pshat in the Braita, why then is the dean of the Braita that says, Amenat shetazini li, give me the niyad back, Megureshet. You know, I'm going to be Megureshet. The condition was, give it to me back. Once you give it to me, get, there's no get, she has nothing. So what's the pshat in the Sefer of the Braita? So the Gemara says like this. Ela amar abayeh. Now we have a rule in Shas. Anytime you see an Ela rejects the answer that we said previously and now offers a totally new answer. Ela rejects and offers a new answer. Amar abayeh hamani, who's the author? Rabbi Meirhi. De amar ba'inan tenai kafut. Now we go into the whole sugya of Tanai Kafud. If you remember when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, listen, we want to remain on the Transjordan side. We don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. We have a lot of flock and sheep, whatever it is. We want to stay here. After Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a tremendous musar, so he made a deal. He made a condition. He said, if you're willing to go and fight as vanguards with our people, if you're going to go and fight with us, then we'll give you the land that you're asking for. But if you don't, then you got to come with us into the land of Israel. Then you're not getting the land. Moshe Rabbeinu at that moment taught us, according to the Meir, the way conditions are supposed to be made. We make them on both sides. For a condition to be binding, it has to be like the condition of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. That's the paradigm condition. And since the condition was given on both ways, if you fight with us, then you go into Yarden. If you don't fight with us, then you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. You're not getting the Yarden. So the Bimeir says, that's not a coincidence. That's the way you make it tonight. If you want the condition to be binding, you got to give both sides. That's called the Tanai Kafur. What does Kafur mean? Double. You're giving both sides. And any condition that you don't give two sides, the condition is considered not there. Oh, now let's go back to our case of the get. This guy over here, the husband, said, I'm giving you the get. It's a get on the condition that what? You give it to me back. He made a nice condition, but his condition is worthless. You know why his condition is worthless? It's not kafud. And the Bimeir says, any tanai that's not kafud, the tanai is gone, therefore the get is a get. Which means, it doesn't matter. Once she gets the get, you didn't give it to me back. I made a condition. That's not a condition. You don't know how to make a condition. You didn't base your condition according to the rules of Tanai Kafud. Therefore, we pay no attention to the condition. Therefore, bottom line, she got the get, finished, she's divorced. That's the pshat in the Braita. It's going according to the Bimeir. The Ir make a Tanai Kafud. That you always have to keep in mind. If you don't make a Tanai Kafud, the Tanai is nullified. There's no Tanai. So it's like the guy just said to his wife, And all about that stuff, Aminat, you tahsili, leave it, put that out the window. That means nothing. How would you make it kaful? The kaful would be that if you take it and give it to me back, then it'll be divorce. But if you don't give it to me back, then it won't be divorce. That would be the kaful in this story. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. Take the condition out the window. Therefore, the get is like, oh, so we have a derech. Gemara says, not so fast. Matkif la Rava. So Rava comes along and asks the question on Abaye's view. Tama de lo kafle le tanae. The whole problem is over here because he didn't make it tonight kafu. Ha kafle le tanae lo abegita. Smash for that one. If he would have made the double condition, right? So then already it would not be a get. If he would have said both sides, if he would have said, if you give it to me back, then it is again. If you don't give it, so then the condition is binding. Also, then we're going to say if the condition is binding, then she gives it back. Since he made the condition, the get will not be again. Give us away. That's not so. Mechdi, kol tenai mehecha gamri namil. The rules of tenai. Where do we learn the rules of tenai from? Mitenai b'negad uvnere uben. Again, that's the rule. That's the paradigm from b'negad uvnere uben. Ma hatam tenai kodem lemaaseh. Ap kol tenai kodem lemaaseh. We have another rule. If that's the source where you learn tenaim from, number one, you have to be kafut. But that's not enough. There's another rule that says you have to put the condition before the action. What was the condition? If you're going to fight with us, that's the condition. And the action is you'll go to the side of the Jordan. That's the way they meant. Im ya'avru halutzim. That's the condition. Then you will get the result. That's the way you have to speak. For a condition to be binding, it's got to be in that order. The condition has to be spoken out first. If you do this, then the result is that. Oh, in this case over here, la'apuke acha. But in this case over here, the guy husband didn't say that. De ma'aseh kodem nitnai. Over here, how do you say? That's the action, al-menat, that you give it to me back. That's the condition. And therefore, I don't care if it's the tonight kafur. It's still worthless what the guy did. Why? Because, bottom line, the guy didn't say it in the right way. So then you're trying to answer me, oh, you know why over here the get is a get? Because the condition's out the window. You know why the condition's out the window? They didn't do it tonight kafur. Oh, but if you would have done it tonight kafur, then the condition would be good? Still wouldn't be good, because you said it the wrong way. Because you remember from Tanai Ben Gedolim, the Tanai has to come before the Maaseh. They got to put the Tanai before the Maaseh. Ela Marava. Nishum de Maaseh kodem de Tanai. That's the reason why this Tanai is nullified. Because he said it in the wrong way. Because since he put the Tanai before, since he put the Maaseh before the Tanai, what did he say to this guy? This is your get. That's the action. Al-Minat, and that's the condition that you give it to me back. Oh, you did it the wrong way. Therefore what? Put the Tanai out the window. Your Tanai is worthless. Therefore, to get this again, that's John the Braita. The main reason is because he didn't follow Tanai. B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven. Kibra says, wait. Well, that's the only issue. Matkif, la'arav, adda, bar'ava. Ta'amad, ma'aseh, kodem, l'tanai. That's the only issue. The reason why you tell me that Tanai is no good is because you put the Maaseh. Had Tanai called them the Maaseh, the Adi Gita. Oh, but you tell me that if you did it the right way, if you would have put the condition first, if you would have said, you have to give it to me back if you want it to be a get. If you tell me you did it that way, then the condition would be a legitimate condition, then you tell me the get would be a get? Mechti, that's not so. Kol Tanai. Oh, no, Adi Gita, it wouldn't have been a get. Again, where do you learn the rules of tonight from? Mitnai b'nei gad u'nei u'ben. Ma'atam tonight b'davar echad u'ma'aseh b'davar achem. Af kol la'apuke achad d'tnai u'ma'aseh b'davar echad. Again, the rule over here is you got to always follow the rule of b'nei gad u'nei u'ben. So it's much more than Tanai Kafu. Gotta be Tanai Kafu. It also has to be what? Tanai before the Maaseh. But there's something else you gotta learn from there. Because again, since that's the source of Tanai, you got to follow the model exactly. What was the model? Tanai b'davar echad v'ma'aseh b'davar sheni. The Tanai was, if you'll come and fight in the land with us. Tanai's got to do with fighting. Then what? Then you'll be able to live in the Transjordan area. The Tanai and the Ma'aseh are two different subjects. They're not related to each other. So that's when a Tanai works. It's got to be Tanai b'davar echad v'ma'aseh b'davar echad. Two different items, not related. But if you do A, you get B. Here in the case of the get, it's all the same thing. Which means, Hare ze gitech, on the condition that you give it to me back, and by giving it to me back, but that's all the get. It's all, there's nothing extra, which is, if you would have said, Hare ze gitech, ya'al menat, that you don't go to your father's house. Okay, that's already a different item. But here, the Tanai is in the get. The get is the get itself. The Maaseh is the get. The Tanai is in the get. Give it to me back. So therefore, such a Tanai is nothing. Oh, so since such a Tanai is nothing, so therefore, the get is not a get. I'm sorry, the get will be a get because put the Tanai out. And therefore, you have to give me a case where that the reason, because it's not a Tanai, but if it would be a Tanai, it wouldn't be against. We'll give you the case.
The Gemara says,
"Ela Amar Rab Adda Bar Ahava." You know what the reason why the Gemara says the Gittin is a Gittin? Mishum the Tanai Umaaseh B'Davar Echad. Yeah, that's the reason. Because since the Tanai is on one thing and the Maaseh is on another, therefore it doesn't follow the rules of Tanai. Therefore, the Tanai is non-existent. So now we have a pshat in the Braita. The shot in the Braita is when the guy says, "Hare ze gitech al menat," that you give it to me back. Oh, I made a condition. Yeah, condition is not a condition. But I did it kafun. Doesn't matter, you did it kafun. You're still missing issues over here. What are you missing over here? The issue you're missing is that it's all bedavar echad. Bedavar echad is not considered a tanai. That's why it's migunesh. Good, so that's the answer. And now we're going to go give the original answer that I told you in the beginning of the shiur. We could have answered this originally. But we went around the whole world with the Tanais and the whole business over here. You see, the issue we had to do is like this. The Tanai was killing us in this case. Because the guy's condition is, you got to give me back the get. And what? Then you'll be divorced. Once you give back the get, the husband's holding the get. How can the divorce be halal at that moment? She's not holding anything. So we have to figure out a way to get the Tanai out of the way. So it's just a clean cut. So we figured out a way using the model of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. We figured out that since this Tanai is not a Tanai because it's all Bnei Had, so the Tanai is worthless. It's like he just said, Hare ze gitech, pay no attention, al menat shetavir, means nothing, because you cannot make a condition on the same item. Therefore, get beautiful. But that took us a long time to get to that answer. That Bashir comes along and says, I'll give you a much simpler answer. That Bashir Amar, Ha mani, Rabbihi. I could say the author of the Braita is Rabbi. D'amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Kol Omer Al Menat, Ke Omer Me'ashav Dame. Answer the answer. The guy said over here, what? Al Menat, right? Hadez Zikitek Al Menat, that you give it to me back. Oh, what's the Al Menat rule? Al Menat means the get is now. Me'ashav. So when is she divorced? Once she gets the paper, she's divorced. Oh, but you got to give it back, so give it back. Matarat al-Menat al-Azir, Matarat al-Menat al-Azir, considered a Matara. So once you introduce the Ma'akshav factor, that it's a get immediately when she gets, because you use the word al-Menat, you don't have to worry about Tanais and this whole business over here. That's the second answer how to explain the Braita, that it's going according to the B that says al-Menat is Ma'akshav.
Gemara tells us of the Allah.
At Keen, well, let's speak it outside for a second, just so you know exactly what we're going to do over here. You have a Shchiv Mirah. What's a Shchiv Mirah? Guy's on his deathbed, right? guy's on his deathbed, he wants to give a get to his wife. So the law is, as long as he goes in front of the Shadiah and says, write a get to my wife. He doesn't have to say give it. As long as he says, write a get to my wife, they go, they write it, they give it, they go. Right? But let's say the guy makes it. The guy doesn't die. Well, if he doesn't make a condition, so then you have a problem now. Well, what's the problem? He didn't make it. So the get is a get, and let him remarry his wife. What's the problem? The problem is if he's going to be a Kohen. So he has to figure out a way to protect himself by making the proper condition, which means if he just says, if I die, that's not a good condition. The condition is worthless because it's not a b'nei gam, b'nei rovin, it's not kafu, nothing. Now what's going to happen? Let's say he doesn't die. It doesn't matter. Your condition was not a condition anyway. The divorce is divorce. You're a Kohen. You're stuck. So Shmuel, he wants to protect the Kohanim. So what did he do? When he did what he said, please, every Shechivera, say it both ways. So say, if I don't die, okay, then the get is not a get. But if I do die, the get will be a get. But now you're protecting it. If you don't die, then already there's no divorce if we can stay married. So you wanted to make sure that they say the condition two ways, so the condition will be there to protect the husband. So that's what the second I said. Shemuel, Atkin Shemuel, Bikita Dishiv Mera, Imlo Mati. Imlo Mati. He says, if I don't die, Lo Yeget. I want it to be a get. Vim Mati, and if I do die, Yeget. Why did he do that? To keep the condition legitimate. So now that the condition is legitimate, if the guy doesn't die, he can marry his, he can stay married. He's married. No problem. So the Gemara says, a couple of questions. Velema imati yeget vim nomati lo yeget. What? Technical question. Give the negative side first. Let him say, if I die, it will be a get. If I don't die, it won't be a get. Why does he give the positive side first? So the Gemara says, simple. Lo magdim inish puranutan de nefshet. A guy doesn't wish bad on himself. A guy wishes he's not going to die. So the normal way to speak is you're going to say, what? If I don't die, it's not a gift. If I do die, it is a gift. Now that's clear. Velema, why didn't the guy say like this? Lo yehe get im lo mati. Why do you say it like this? Lo yehe get, it should not be a gift. That's the maaser. If I don't die, that's the tonight. Why don't you put the ma'aseh before the tonight? The Gemara says, "Ba'in and tonight kodim the ma'aseh." Because you're following b'nei gara b'nei ruvin, the tonight's got to come first, like we learned. All right, good. That answers that question. Matkiv l'rabah, mechti. Kol tonight me'echa gamrinan. Where do you learn the rules of tonight from? Mit tonight b'nei gara b'nei ruvin. Ma'atam hen kodim le'lav af kol. Oh, now we introduce another rule. You got to say the positive side before the negative side. That's the rule of b'nei gad and b'nei ruvin. The yes is before the no. Meaning, if you do go and fight, you get the land. If you don't, you don't. In this case, it's not following that model. Why? Because he's saying what? He's saying, if I don't die, it's not a get. You're giving the no before the yes. Well, it's all the conditions, nothing. So Gemara says, no, it's possible. So Gemara, because God doesn't want to say bad on himself. So Gemara is going to say that. Ela Amar Rabbah, sometimes, listen now, the Gemara sounds it. You're going to say the following statement. You're going to say three statements. What are the three statements? Number one, in lo mati, if I don't die, lo yehegit. Period. Because he wants to speak good about himself first. He doesn't want to make deep put on himself. He wants to say the good side first. I hope I don't die. But the problem is, he said the negative first. Lo yeget. So we'll repeat. Imati, if I die, yeheget. Im lo mati lo yeget. So he doesn't make deep put on. He starts off with saying, if I don't die. Okay, good. But the problem is, that's the negative side. Okay. So repeat again. if I do die, and then go back if I don't die, and therefore you solve all the issues. The Gemara says, "Im lo mati lo yeget lo makdim inish punal tal nafshet." The reason why he starts off like that is because he doesn't want to say bad about himself initially. Therefore, he says, "If I don't die." However, im mati yeget, that's the hen. Im lo mati lo yeget, that's the lab. So by saying three statements, you're able to satisfy all the issues. And now we go to the next Mishnah. Harezegitech. Almenach etashamshi et abba. I'm giving you the get on condition that you serve my father. It doesn't say exactly how long. I want you to serve my father. Go tend to him, take care of him. You want the get? You got to do that. Al menat shetaniki et beni, or on the condition you got to nurse my son. Right, the mother nurses the son. So it says, kama hi minikato. Well, how long does she have to nurse for? So the Mishnah says shtishanim. According to the first answer, 2 years, 24 months. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Shimon Asar Chodesh. Look at 24 months, 18 months. Good. Nashi. Kama hi minikato bet shanim. Shein lebalad shtishanim. Once she's 2 years old, which is alive in 24 months. It's once the kid gets to 2 years old, then she fulfilled that condition. Shekin uzman anakato. That's the time usually you wean the child off. Urinyan l'shemesh tabib kol yimei hayav. Wow. And regarding serving the father, if she wants to get to be a kid, she's got to serve the father his whole life. Good. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shemun asar chodesh. Okay. Now she quotes it, that's actually comes from Ketubot also. Met have been. Now let's say the kid dies within 2 years. Oshe met ta'af. Now you could argue it's not a fault. And therefore what? Since it's not a fault, so the Mishnah says, Hare ze get. The get is a get. Why? The kivan de lo piresh midi. Since he really didn't say how long, lo ichaven ela l'arvaha. Kol yamim shu tzarich. Which when the guy says, as long as you take care of my father, since he didn't put a time to it, he means as long as I need it. Once the father dies, okay, you fulfilled your condition. Once the kid dies, that's all I needed. He means doing it to benefit himself. So therefore, if the kid dies or the father dies, the get is a get. She fulfilled her condition. Good? Oh, now the second case of the Mishnah, he puts a time. You got to serve my father 2 years. You got to serve nurse the son for 2 years. He puts a time. Meta ben. Oh, in this case, if the kid dies, the father says, "I don't want her serving me." She not back by that. Not because she did anything wrong. She's a good girl, but the father is a funny guy. I don't want you to serve me. And no get. Wow. Bottom line, you didn't live up to the condition. But it's not my fault. The kid died. So what? I said 2 years. You didn't do it. But I didn't do anything wrong. Your father said he doesn't want me to serve. Sorry. Eno get. The bunch won't give me the Keze get. He says nothing doing. That case over there is a kid. You can't blame her over this. She did nothing wrong. She didn't kill the kid. She nursed him as much as she was able to. She didn't do anything why the father got angry at her. And then one get. And he gives a rule. Amar a bunch of them give kol akaba she'ena himena harizeget. Any type of akaba ikuv, any type of interference that doesn't come because of her, the get is a get. In this case over here, it wasn't a fault. It wasn't a fault. The father is a funny guy and said, "I don't want you to serve me anymore." She did nothing wrong. If she would have poured water on his head and said, "I don't want you to serve me anymore," hey, it's your fault. Not already you knew fulfill the condition. She did everything good. And the kid died also. It's not a fault. So that's the matching of his opinion. Now the Gemara begins. What did you tell me? You told me in the first case of the Mishnah. Harezegitech. Yeah? Behold as you get. Alminat on the condition that what? That you nurse my son, he didn't put a date, nurse my son, time, and you take care of my father. So what the Mishnah said, how long is that? 2 years. And that she's the winner. And how long is the father? As long as he's alive. It's unending. So the Gemara says, "Umi ba'inet kulay." You need that much time for this condition to be met?
Why?
Urmini, we have a contradiction. Shemashto yom ehad, henikato yom ehad, arizeget. The Braita says,
one day is enough.
She nursed for one day, bingo, get is a get. She lived up to the condition. She served the father one day, get is a get. So we have a stira between the Mishnah and the Braita. Braita says what? One day, done, do it. He didn't say a time. But the Mishnah comes along and says, no. Even though he didn't say a time, the boy 2 years, the father till he dies.
Oh.
So we have to answer the stira. So Gemara is going to give a few answers. Amar Rav Chisda, Rakashya, Harabbanan, the Harabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Back to that machloket that we started the daf with today, the famous story of Sidon. Back to the Sidon story. What's the story of Sidon? This is your get, give me the jacket. The jacket is no longer anymore over here. The Banchimon says, pay, and you're okay. Which means the Banchimon Gamliel holds that when the guy says something, he doesn't mean exactly verbatim what he says. He's looking for his benefit. Because he's looking for his benefit. There's no shirt, I'll take money. And then the guy told him he's looking for his benefit. Therefore, in the Mishnah, when the guy says, take care of my father, he's talking to his benefit. I didn't mean one day, I ain't taking money as long as I need it. It's consistent with that thinking. Nurse my son. But for one day, I meant as long as I need it. So therefore, the Mishnah is going like Rashbag, that even though he didn't stipulate, he means to his benefit. Just like when he said, Aminat, he give me the shirt, he meant to his benefit. Not to limit it to the shirt, but the value of the shirt. So the same thing over here. Now, take care of my father. How long? As long as I need it. Whereas Rabbanan, they're literal. The rabbi said in the shirt case, you said shirt, if you cannot deliver the shirt, no good. They're literal. Oh, in this, therefore in the Braita, you said, serve my father. You didn't say how long. I served your father for one day. I'm good. You said nurse the kid. I nursed the kid for one day. Literal. And the Gemara speaks this out. I mean, Gemara says like this. Matnitin Rashbag. Ubaraita Rabbanan. The Mishnah will be Rashbag. Meaning, don't be so literal. He means as long as it's beneficial to the husband. How long is that? As long as the father's alive. As long as the kid needs to be nursed. Right, just like he said, give me the shirt, give me the money. Hey, don't be so literal. But I thought, you said shirt, it's a shirt. Similarly, you said serve, I served. One day. Only problem is, hard to say that the Reshav, the Mishnah, is a bunch of women Gamliel. You know what? Hamid the Sefar, a bunch of women Gamliel, Avin, Michlal, the Reshav, a bunch of women Gamliel. See, the problem is, a bunch of women Gamliel's name is written at the end of the Mishnah. Right, at the end of the Mishnah, he said, Kazeget. Mashmah, that until now, it's not a bunch of women Gamliel. If the whole Mishnah, if the Reshav was Rashbag, what do you have to mention? A bunch of women Gamliel. The whole Mishnah is Rashbag. So that answer doesn't work. To say that the Mishnah is Alibad the Rashbag, because the end of the Mishnah is Rashbag. Mashmah, the Reshav is not. Ela, Gemara says differently. Reverse, Gemara. Braita Rashbagi, the Mekel Bitnai. Matnitin Rabbanan. We can look at the Sidon case in a different way. Rabban Shimon Gamliel is lenient when it comes to conditions. Look at it that way. He takes the lenient road. Give me the shirt. He said, shirt, okay, shirt. Money's also okay. He takes the lenient way to say that, well, even if the shirt's not there and she gives money, the get is a get. He's lenient to make the get a get. Similarly, watch my father, serve my father. He's lenient one day. So therefore, I'm going to say that the Braita that says one day is going like Rashbag, that's lenient by conditions, and the Mishnah is going like the rabbis that are strict with conditions. And therefore, it has to be 2 years for the kid and forever until the father dies. For the father. That's that answer. Comes again what I'm saying. Rabbi Amarabai gives a different answer. Lakasha, a more simple answer. Kan bistam. Can be mifarish. Depends how you made the condition. If you made a stam condition, like the case of the Braita, In the case of the Benayim Yosef, I'm giving you to get, take care, serve my father. He didn't say how long. He didn't say how long. Stam is one day. Oh, in the Mishnah, that said 2 years. It was the finish. He said it explicitly. Very simple. Which means, you know why the Mishnah, it's a longer time? Because he was explicit when he made the condition. Neferesh. Oh, you know why the Braita told me one day? Because he said, stop. He just said, take care of my father. Oh, take care of my father one day. Now, that implies that when you say such a thing, stop, it only means one day. Rav Asher doesn't like that. Rav Asher Amar, kol setam nameh ki mefaresh yom ehad dameh. Which means he comes along and says, Kol setam nameh, even when the guy says it, setam, which means just take care of him, ke mefaresh, it would be like mefaresh. Rashi, look at the bottom, Rashi, Rashi Amar. Braita bistam. The Braita is talking about setam. The guy just said, take care of my father. Dechol setam ke mefaresh yom ehad dameh. Okay, that's one day. Umatnitin, Rav Asher Mishani Lekameh. Okay, Rav Asher is going to explain the Mishnah later on. We don't need to know that now. But Rav Asher Lav Leshenuye Matnitin Ublad. Rav Asher in this line is not coming to answer the contradiction. Ela Leifluge Ale Deraba Teamar Stam Shishani. Okay, I stand corrected. I will correct myself in order that we can understand this Gemara. Again, I am making a correction. To reverse what I said. I was giving you Rav Asher initially, but really I have to give you Rava. The Mishnah is talking about Stam. And you know what Stam is? Stam is 2 years, because that's the normal way you take care of a child. And Stam is when you tell the guy, take care of my father, it means until he dies. That's Stam. Mifaresh means one day. So the Mishnah is Stam, and the Braita is Mefaresh. To that, Rav Asher comes along and says, what are you talking about? Stam is one day. Stam doesn't mean 2 years. So they put out an answer I don't like. Good. Rav Asher's coming to argue on Rav's thinking. You tell me that Stam is 2 years? Stam is not 2 years. Stam is one day. So they put that whole business, you want to make a haluk with you. Stam and Mefaresh, no difference. Stam is also one day. He didn't say how long, so it was one day. Good? Good. Now the Gemara says one more answer. So that's what it's called. Stam the make a faresh yom ehad. Good. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Actually, we'll hold over here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.